It's interesting to see that the Lord pictures his church in many ways. We are the body of Christ, with each member having different gifts, each chosen and put in exactly the right place by God, all equally valuable, but doing different things. He also calls us a temple, a place where God's presence lives. Tracy had a picture once of what it might mean, and so here is some of what she's written. It starts with a scripture, 1 Peter 2 verse 4. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. The vision began with a picture of a beautiful multifaceted tower that was in the process of being built. Although the tower was standing in a dark place, it seemed to have an incandescent light all of its own that shone out into the surrounding darkness and transformed it. The very bricks and stones were shining with a soft, glowing radiance, and as I looked more closely, I saw that each brick was different. Each had a unique colour and depth of tone, and even their shapes were all different. As I gazed, I felt overwhelmed by the tower's beauty and strength. It was as if I heard the Lord say, "This is my dwelling place, the lives of those who love me and whom I love and died for. Their lives are being formed into an invincible tower that is called by my name and will reveal my glory and splendour in the darkest places." Tracy thought each stone would be polished and lovely to look at. But then she saw the Lord digging into the rubble to find the particular stones he wanted. There was one at the very bottom of the pile, crushed by the heavy weight on top of it, and was misshapen, with chunks missing out of it. He seemed to say, "This is someone who has been crushed and broken by life." Another brick cut his hands because it was jagged with bits of broken glass. Ignoring the wound, he cradled it tenderly and said, "This is someone who has been very hurt and has become hard and embittered." Another was covered in mud and filth. This was someone who felt completely worthless and unforgivable because of their sin. But a wonderful thing began to happen. As Jesus tended them, the dirty, rough edges became smooth and clean in each one, and a beautiful colour began to develop. When he had spent a long time on each one, he took it to the growing tower and with great care placed it in a special place where its unique shape and colour melted in exactly. The wonder was that though many were very complex shapes, yet each, as he set it in place, began to fuse together and become as one, each enhancing the other's beauty and uniqueness. But then I saw something that was causing Jesus great grief. Some of the bricks, after he had placed them in the tower, began to leap out again. One said, "I can't go in there, I'm too ugly." Another said, "I don't want to be in that tower. I'm strong and beautiful on my own." "Can't you see what I'm doing?" the Lord said, picking those stones up again. "Each brick is upholding those around and above it. On your own, you are just one. But together, you become a tower that the very satanic hosts cannot break down, full of my beauty and splendour." But some would not stay in there, proclaiming they did not like the colour or shape of those around them. Jesus wept as he surveyed the tower and the gaps where the bricks had jumped out. It is in true love, unity, and support of one another that the world will see me, he said. When people go their own way, they leave gaps where the enemy can send his arrows. In going their own way, they cause others to be weakened and damaged. He turned away with the rebellious bricks still in his hands. I will love and tend you, he said, until you are softened inside. There is no brick I will not use. In Ephesians 2:19, it says that we have become part of God's household, fellow citizens, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. What a privilege! Let's pray. Lord, forgive me that I often want to become independent, doing my own thing, being critical of others. Yet, Father, I do want to be a living stone, part of your beautiful dwelling place. I want to be a support to others, as they need me and I need them. Help me to allow you to soften my heart and mould me into becoming exactly the person you intended, so I can display your wonderful love and beauty in my life. Amen.
To let you have your way. share.